MFO in MedPod.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dumb MFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Hello, this is DJ Bobo on your favorite radio station.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the party has just begun.
Yeah. I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
This is a special tribute to all the party people around this planet. Welcome to the world of rhythm and dance with me.
Do you want to be here with my hand? Tell me, baby, I'm your lovely man.
singing lady makes a jump in. Another nuclear shower. Once again in the place, it's grooving. The record's playing, the crowd is moving. Pump up the bass in the place. Party people, no time to waste. No matter how fast you walk, I'm faster. So let me get to you, I'm the master. I play the hits and you start the party. Come on girl, let's pump that body.
Just keep on dancing. C'est l'amour qui fait la vie possible. L'amour qui fait la vie possible.
Thank you.
Welcome, party people, to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, that's right. It's not just a radio show. It is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular theme du jour. And tonight, it's overall a very high-energy show. Our theme is called Do You Wanna Dance? And since this is a Tears of the God sound collage, we go deep with a featured artist or album. Well, in particular, tonight, we are featuring that Swiss master of rhythm and beats, DJ Bobo. His given name is Peter René Cipriano Bauman. And he's been active since 1989 as a singer and songwriter and dancer and a music producer. And he sold over 14 million records worldwide. I think he creates just outstanding high-energy music for going out running. And in particular, I love some of his fat bass sounds. They kind of bring to mind the power of a sledgehammer, but mellowed as if they were made out of rubber, kind of like a mallet. Yeah, that's what it would be, a mallet. So yes, indeed, party people, it's going to be a very high-energy show for you this evening with plenty of electronic dance beats. But, well, we don't do the genre jumping as extensively as we do on a plastic sushi sound collage where there's no feature for you, but there's just jumping from one genre to another. We've still got a pretty big mix of music for you. We're going to be hearing some classic rock with the Rolling Stones and T-Rex and Van Halen. And then we've also got an obscure Devo song going out to my fellow Spud Boy fan, DJ Chris Major of Strike the Box, here on Alternating Thursdays from noon until 2 p.m. And then in the next set, we're going to be hearing a track recorded in 1935 by the absolutely incredibly all-around talented Valida Snow, who was Hank Fonce's favorite female jazz musician. And he knew jazz musicians. Yes, that song is I Can't Dance, I Got Ants in My Pants. And later in the show, we're also going to be hearing Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies and some Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And then, you know, those audio clips that I mix in, we're going to be hearing plenty from Groucho Marx. In a way, he's our featured audio clips. And also Malcolm X, the Black Freedom Fighter, Malcolm X. And then, in particular, in the next set, an interview with Dr. Timothy Leary, who was in the 1960s a Harvard professor who started doing research on LSD, a psychedelic substance. And LSD is a very powerful hallucinogen. Just 100 micrograms, 100 millionths of a gram is a standard LSD trip. And so Timothy Leary basically got from experimenting on subjects while the researchers watched to the researchers taking the drugs along with the people that they were researching. And that was kind of the pushing of things that ultimately got him fired from Harvard. He's one of my intellectual idols. And we're going to be hearing from him from a show called The Pursuit of Pleasure. I'm mixing that on top of a track called Arab Dance from Mr. Ho's Orchestronica. Thanks to DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that one. Backing me up right now is the Japanese band Denki Groove, and this is Baron Dance. And, well, let's get the rest of your high energy, mostly high energy. I mean, we're going around, but it's going to be a really high energy show. Yeah, we're going to finish this set with four badass guys from Los Angeles. But yes, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going, party people, with DJ Bobo. Yes, as I said, get things going right now with DJ Bobo here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
Let's go down to the drummer's club. You take the streetcar and I'll take the sun. Let's have a party and let's spread good cheer. Oh, you bring the pretzels and I'll bring the beer. Oh, there's O.D. Here's the reason why. Oh, I can't dance. I got ants in my pants. I can't dance. I got ants in my pants.
Thank you. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not time to dance, because it's time to dance.
The LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary, once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic means mind opening. Psychedelic means a process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within. chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right, and 9 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell. See, we're saying that man should go back to the basic tribal pattern. We should not get hooked up in these mass, megalopolis, cosmopolitan, national groups. The basic unit of human life is the family and the small tribal group which knows itself and its members face to face. Right now, I live in Millbrook, New York. It's the largest state where we have 60 people, 15 children, 45 adults. We consider it a country, we think that in the future, you're going to see thousands of small groups like ours dropping out of the mass anthill society and forming their own little communities. Now, the problem is you have to work harder to do that. The escape today is to be conforming. It takes much more courage, imagination, energy, and hard work to drop out than it does to drift along.
How widespread is the use of LSD among our young people in college? And further, what are the reasons for them wanting to use it?
Well, nobody knows how many people smoke marijuana or take LSD today. It's like how many virgins are there at Vassar. Now, why do I say that? Because the kids in the United States today who are taking LSD tend to be from our best colleges. The kids in Podunk State College in Arkansas, they're drinking bourbon the way their fathers did. They're not taking LSD or smoking pot. It's Berkeley, it's Harvard, it's Yale, it's Chicago, where you find the LSD use. These are the kids who are searching. They want more. They don't want Vietnam. They don't want race riots. They don't want IBM computer security checks. They want more. And the more isn't the Bible. It isn't the conventional religion. It isn't the conventional rewards of two cars in a garage. It's always inside. Wise men and philosophers have always said this. The more is always in here. Start your own religion. Start your own country. Don't buy any of the old codes. They're static and canon. Write your own Ten Commandments. Discover yourself the world is round or flat.
Many centuries ago, people wouldn't go so far on a map because there were phrases like, beyond here, demons or dragons dwell. Did you know how far you could go before, literally, one might drop off the end of the earth?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked. It's the question that I think about more seriously than the question, how much knowledge can the human mind stand before it freaks out? I don't know how much insight you can give a society and still ask people to perform the task of society. When you take LSD, you drop out of the overall social... You're not going to... The kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your wars, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking generals. They're not going to join your corporations, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking corporation presidents. They won't buy it. I predict that within 15 years, and that means that most of the people watching this program will see, and now it's the orthodoxy in this country, we'll see an LSD president, a pot-smoking Supreme Court, and I'll predict to you, my profession is visionary prophet. I'll prophesy what the next kick is going to be. It's going to be electronic brain stimulation. Within 15 years, we'll have little buttons, and if you want to get happy, or if you want to go back in time, or if you want to learn faster, you'll press buttons, because the brain is a neuroelectric network. Now, when that happens, the LSD orthodoxy will be saying, this new thing is too much. Man shouldn't have that much power. But you can't stop it. Evolution continues to probe the dangerous, the mysterious, the new. It's no accident that enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever. It's because they gave me the good lines in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is Do You Wanna Dance? And we're featuring that Swiss master of rhythm and beats, DJ Bobo. And we started off the set with him and I Want Your Body from his outstanding album, The Hits. And then we heard from a French duo, Telepop Music, and Dance Me from their Genetic World album. And then going way back to 1935, Hank Fonce's favorite female jazz musician, the incredibly talented Valida Snow. I can't dance, I got ants in my pants. And she not only played a whole bunch of different music instruments, including the trumpet, but she was a great singer as well. She was such a great trumpet player that Louis Armstrong, perhaps the greatest trumpet player ever, thought she was a good trumpet player, and he called her Little Louie, as did other people. And then a dose of classic rock and roll for you from the Rolling Stones and Dance Little Sister. And I've had a couple of clips in here from past WMFO DJs. That was Alex Gomez from on the executive board probably about 8 years ago introducing that song. And then we heard from Dr. Timothy Leary, and I extracted that from a 1967 NBC show examining the psychedelic movement called The Pursuit of Pleasure. And then I mixed that on top of The Arab Dance by Mr. Ho's Orchestratica. And well, you know, that's exactly what I mean when I say mixing up audio clips from who knows where on top of the music. That's exactly what I mean I do. And then we finish things off, as promised, with Four Bad Boys from L.A. Yes, that was Motley Crue and Come On and Dance. And boy, that certainly had a cowbell going in there. You know, if you think that WMFO is a pretty cool radio station, and that some of the DJs here do pretty cool stuff with playing you their favorite music, if you've ever wondered what it takes to have your own radio show and be a DJ here on WMFO, you know that's possible. It really is. And you can find out this Sunday, September 15th at 4 p.m., WMFO's Fall General Interest Meeting is going to be held in room 104 of Pearson Hall, which is geographically at 62 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. Yes, room 104, Pearson Hall. And this meeting on Sunday is going to start at 4 p.m., and it's for all prospective students and community DJs. Yes, community DJs like me. So attend and learn how you could become a DJ on WMFO. Backing me up right now is Laraji, who Brian Eno discovered, and this is called Dance 2. So, we're going to start off the next set and we're going to end it. We're going to do what I call, well, a variation of what I call going full circle. Although for a featured artist, it's not such a strange thing. But usually when I say going full circle on a show, it means beginning and ending with two different versions of the same song. But DJ Bobo is our featured artist this night. This evening, and in between two of his songs, we're going to be hearing from Keb Mo, Too Unlimited, which is actually some Persian pop music, the tribal dance. And then also some classic rock, Don Henley and Van Halen. And that's going to be a pretty high energy mix of music, I think. And, well, it all starts now. Somebody dance with me.
Live a more life till your feet's on the ground. Then put your hands up in the air. Wave like I just don't care. And if you're ready to rock, then rock with me. Somebody say, oh yeah!
had a lot of pin-up girls, but I've never been able to pin one down.
Well,
your chance.
drunk. I was on pills.